Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: on-campus clowning. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a single mother of an honor student that got a full ride scholarship to a predominantly white college in the Northeast. We're Southerners, and he was raised with Southern manners. He moved into the dorms and found out he had a black roommate, and he was excited. His roommate is a Northeasterner, and he's a bit rough around the edges. Within 2 months, my son had used my credit card to buy new clothes, and he no longer said yes, ma'am, when we talked. He said that was slave talk, and he wasn't with that. After 4 months on campus, I got a call from the hall director at his dorm because he and his roommate had been smoking weed. He said it was the first time trying it, and he said he couldn't promise that he wouldn't do it again. He also told me that he'd met a female and she was mixed. I told him to send me a picture, and he sent a selfie, and she looked all white to me. He's gotten in trouble for this girl being in his room after curfew, and all I can do is tell him to be careful. I didn't prepare my son for this, but his street smart roommate is more than happy to pick up the slack for me. He's usually in the background on the phone, talking loudly and using profanity while I'm trying to talk to my son. Even though I felt my son didn't deserve it yet, his father decided he could have his car on campus. 2 days after he got it, he and the girl were caught having sex in the car. I let his father handle that, and all I did was pray for him. He is on campus clowning, and I don't know what to do. He's not the young man I raised. His father has told me it will all be fine as long as our son's grades don't drop. Is this normal, or should I pop up often to see what he's up to? It seems to me, Mom, one of the problems you're having is the fact that he's from the South and he's up North. Naturally, yeah, you should worry about him. You didn't raise him this way. I understand your concern. I think you did a great job as a mom and raised your son to the best of your ability. I mean, there are no manuals, no instructions on having kids and, you know, raising them. We just do the best we can. And most of the time, we bring them up in the way we were brought up, or, you know, sometimes even the opposite. But most of the time, we raise our kids like we were raised, and we all want better for our kids. And you did that. I mean, he's an honor student with a full ride scholarship. Very impressive. Again, I think you've done a great job, Mom. You're a praying mother. So keep doing what you're doing as far as that's concerned. And you got to stop worrying. I mean, yeah, he's wilding at school right now with this girl and in the car that his father gave him, having sex. And, you know, what you don't want is for the school to make any more phone calls. You don't want your son to lose the scholarship. You don't want your son, you know, for his grades to drop and all of that. So, yeah, he does need supervision. But, you know, that's what kids do when they go to college. You know, they don't have that supervision. So they do while. I think it would help in this situation if his father were more involved. His father seems to think, it's going to all be fine. But I do think that his father should have more of a presence. You know, maybe I don't know how he was throughout his life. I see now that he gave him a car to go to school. But I think that would help if you guys had a sit down with your son and try to talk to him and tell him what's at stake, you know, what he could possibly lose. Maybe he'll listen and, you know, get it together. I think you should talk to your ex-husband or your baby daddy, your son's father about this, because you definitely don't want any more calls from school or your son to lose a scholarship because he's up in the north wilding. Steve?
This is a common problem.
Yep.
This is a common letter. This is a common situation. Take all the surprise out for those of you that are about to send children to college. Take all the surprise out. Oh, my God, how could he? You know, this he from the South. He done went up to the Northeast. Yeah, I don't give a... My college was 40 miles from my house. Didn't have a thing to do when I was a Southern and went up North.
Right.
I went straight buck wild. 40 miles from my house with all white roommates to the point where after the 2 weeks was over, they was down there in line. I walked past, I saw them all in line. I said, hey, man, what y'all doing down here? They looked all shame and stuff. They was in the room change line. I ain't understand that. Why they gonna change rooms? I was too much for them. The black dude was down there being black. Somebody told me when you go to Kent State, you're going to have these three white roommates. It's going to be culture shock. For who? It ain't finna be for me. So, lady, I'm sorry. You know, he went to an all-white university up north, and he's got excited when he found out his roommate was black. Great. He's a bit rough around the edges. He a hood boy. Within 2 months, my son had used my credit card to buy new clothes, and he no longer said, yes, ma'am, when we talked. He said that was slave talk, and he wasn't with that. That would have gotten my lips swole up to the size of my head. I said yes, ma'am, to my mama till she passed. I don't know where slave talk came from. This way you're going to talk to your mama. Yeah, you can call it slave talk or whatever you want to, but that's the way we're doing it. So just better get to slaving.
Goodness.
That's what the, don't come in here with that mess. We come back, I'll straighten this whole let out. Very easy.
All right, Steve, thank you. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, part two of Steve's response to the letter for today on campus clowning. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is on-campus clowning.
This lady's upset because she didn't send her son to college up north. All-white university, a full-ride scholarship. He's an honor student. He gets excited because he has a black roommate. And then he walks in and the black roommate has been a bad influence on him, so you think. You think it's because you from the south and you sent him up north. Like I said, I was 40 miles from my house and the same thing happened here. And it ain't had nothing. I went to college up north and was a northerner from the south. So I am this letter, but you know, he said, you said when y'all talk, he don't say use yes ma'am no more because he say that slave talking, he ain't with that. Well, okay. I don't know who you think paying for all this here, but you better get to slaving. After 4 months on campus, I got a call from the hall director in this dorm because he and his roommate had been smoking weed. Oh, Lord. Now, he said it was his first time, but then he also told you he can't promise you he ain't gonna do it again. So now you little boy up there smoking weed. A lot of people smoke weed. That's common. Mostly everybody in my college smoked it. Yeah, it's all right. He'll be all right. Okay, so now he's smoking weed and he finna smoke it again. He also told you that he met a female. She was mixed. You told him to send you a picture. He sent you a selfie. She look all white to me. It's because she is. She's white mixed up with the black dude, which is your son. That's what he meant by mixed. She has mixed feelings about race. That's what he meant by mixed. That's okay. He's dating a white girl. That ain't no big deal. He's gotten in trouble for this girl being in his room after curfew. And all I can do is tell him to be careful. Yes, ma'am. That's all you can tell him. I didn't prepare my son for this, but his street smart roommate is more than happy to pick up the slack for me. Well, let's thank God for the roommate then. See, you mad at the roommate, but you just said he picking up the slack because you didn't prepare your son for none of this. Matter of fact, you sheltered him. And thus the problem we have. You have a sheltered child that went to college and now he get to do like he want to do. You cannot shelter these children, folks, because when you let them out the gate, when you do open the gate, they gone. You ain't gonna be able to find them in the field. When you keep them locked in, I had a partner named Butch Boy. When he got to college, he was everything. Woo! This boy was... Man, he was only, he went to Central State, we went to Kent State. Going to see him was wonderful. Then he went to Ohio State. I just love going to see this boy. He had so much stuff going on. The girls that was in his room, I just was just thanking the Lord for him. Anyway, he's usually on the background of his phone talking loudly and using profanity while I'm trying to talk to my son. This is the roommate. And even though I felt my son didn't deserve it yet, his father decided he could have his car on campus. That was a mistake. 2 days after he got it, he and the girl were caught having sex in the car. Well, okay. What did you think he was going to do with the car? See, in college, it ain't just a car. It ain't just transportation. It's a motor in.
It's an RV?
It's a motor inn. It's lodging. It's everything. I let his father handle that, and all I did was pray for him. There you go. He's on campus clowning, and I don't know what to do. This is not the young man I raised. It is. It is the young man you raised. Except you raised him and you sheltered him. So now this is the result of the sheltering. See, when you ain't there to watch him, he could do what he want to do. So he been thinking all this stuff while he was in high school. He just got a chance to do it now. And he liked white girls, too. He knew that back in high school. He went right on up there and got him one. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let that boy live. Gonna be all right. Huh. His father has told me it'll all be fine as long as our son's grade don't drop. Now, that's where the daddy wrong at, because you don't think your grade's going to take a drop. You sadly mistaken about this right now. You all out here having sex in the car, smoking weed. All this is too new to you. You don't even know how to place this stuff in the proper order. He having sex. He got breaking curfew, smoking weed, cussing. He don't like slave talk no more. You ain't yes, ma'am. That first report card y'all got, could you send it to me? Because I promise you, he ain't nothing but little Steve Harvey.
You want to see his GPA?
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for a minute. Then he going to get himself together when he see his future slipping out the window. So he's going to go through this phase. He's going to get in a little bit of trouble. He might even get on Academic Pro, but it's hard to go from honor roll to Academic Pro. It's very easy for me. I was a C student in high school. Immediately went to a very low D in college. Immediately.
Please don't do that.
Immediately. I went to a very low D in college. Fought like a dog.
How is this about you?
Well, I'm just, that's who this letter is. Yeah. I'm telling you, Shirley. That college boy, woo! You got to get that academic probation put on you before you make the gesture. You realize you ain't coming back. They put it on me so many times. Woo! Finally, they just sent a letter to the house saying, hey, man, please, please don't bring your food.
Thank you. Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.